This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Tuesday, October 10th, 2017. I'm Mark Belanger. More money is flowing out of Africa because of tax evasion and other illicit activities than is going into the continent to help it develop. Trade unions are in the forefront of the efforts to help stop these illicit financial flows known as IFFs. As part of the campaign to stop or reduce IFFs, a delegation of African trade unionists toured the United States to meet with labor leaders and politicians to help publicize the issue. The tour was sponsored by the Solidarity Center, an international workers' rights organization allied with the AFL-CIO Labor Federation. One of the African unionists who toured the U.S. was Caroline Kamati Mugala, the executive secretary of the East Africa Trade Union Confederation. I asked Ms. Mugala to describe illicit financial flows, IFFs.
In simple terms, illicit financial flows basically means illegal movement of money or capital from one country to another. And when I say illegal movement of money, we are talking about things like, you know, a drug cartel using trade-based money laundering techniques to mix legal money from sale with illegal money, or when you're talking about an importer using trade misinvoicing to evade customs duty, VAT, or income tax. And I will give a good example in Tanzania, whereby I think 2 weeks ago, there was a consignment of diamond that was seized at the airport, and the government is going to repossess that consignment because the government says the company underreported the value of the diamond. Or we are talking about, you know, corrupt public official using an anonymous shell company or bank account, you know, to siphon money from a particular country. Or, you know, money that is being lost through human trafficking or terrorism. So basically, that's what illicit financial flows is.
How much money is leaving Africa because of these illicit financial flows?
In general, around 192 billion leaves Africa every year. That is through illicit financial flow being one of it, one of the ways money leaves Africa, vis-a-vis 134 billion that we received. But through the Mbeki report that was commissioned by the African Union and led by the former president of South Africa, Thabo Mbeki, they put the figure on illicit financial flows at a conservative figure of 50 billion leaving the country every day. But Mark, something interesting about this 50 billion, only 3% represents corruption. And around 30 to 35% represent, you know, through criminal means. But a big percentage, which is between 60 to 60%, is through commercial. So this means through multinational corporation in terms of losing tax. So from Thabo Mbeki's report, only 3% is through what we call corruption.
How are illicit financial flows affecting your region, East Africa?
If I look at East Africa alone and I go back to the figures in East Africa alone, between 2004 and 2013, East Africa alone lost 30 billion in illicit financial flow. So that's around 3 billion per year.
The money that is being lost because of illicit financial flows, what could it be used for?
We are looking at money that would have been used for public resourcing, you know, to fight poverty in East Africa. We are talking about money that could be used to better access, you know, key services like quality education, healthcare, social protection, reproductive health rights, and so forth.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labor's newscasts are available on its website, iTunes, mobile phones, union websites, and community radio stations. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.